Noah, you recently posted a photo of the World Cup course for a 30K race in Davos. Can you just describe the conditions that you're seeing?
Well, we're still in Davos, and there is no natural snow here at all. The organizers here did an incredible job. They are kind of known for their snow farming here. So they blew a huge pile of snow, and then were able to cover a 6K course several feet deep. It's really thick coverage, and it's great skiing, but there's no snow anywhere else.
Several feet deep, but how wide is it?
It's about one skate width wide in a lot of the course. Luckily, it was an individual start race, so there wasn't a ton of passing out there, but it was still a little narrow for racing. The sport's a lot less fun when you're racing on a 2 kilometer gerbil wheel every weekend.
Simi, can you explain snow farming, what that is, how it works?
Basically, every venue we go to, essentially, throughout the whole season, they stockpile snow starting as soon as they can in the fall. So they just have up to 10 snow guns running 24/7 to get enough snow to be able to host the races, even if the races are in February or March. Conditions are so up in the air throughout the whole year. The term snow farming has for sure entered the vernacular.
You know, the organizers of these World Cup events have the budget to be able to do that. It's the lower level races that really get hurt because you probably don't have the budget to worry too much about snow farming operations.
Where are you guys off to next? What's coming up?
Tomorrow we're driving to La Crusade, France. And this was a venue that, as of last week, wasn't sure they'd be able to hold any races because it's been so warm there. And they have taken ice from a nearby lake and trucked it to the venue and put these slabs of ice down as a base on the ground because the ground wasn't entirely frozen. And then they could lay the little bit of snow that they have on top of this ice to create a course for us.
And this is, it's like just a few minutes outside of Chamonix. It's a high altitude venue. It's pretty similar to a place like Aspen that should be getting ample snow this time of year. And you know, you should see freezing temperatures every night.
So here it wasn't even cold enough in November to make snow. You guys are relying on at least cold enough temperatures to make snow. Has it been cold enough?
It's been getting cold here at night recently, but not that much below freezing. And the days have been getting up into the 40s or even 50s some days. It's just been totally sunny. And that's across all of Central Europe and even up into Scandinavia, which is, it's usually really cold this time of year in Central Europe and Scandinavia.
I was going to say, I think the last time that we raced on all natural snow was at the Olympics in Sochi in 2014. We have not been to a venue that doesn't have snowmaking and doesn't put down a snowmaking base since the Olympics. The Olympics had no snowmaking capabilities at our venue, which is kind of remarkable.
What are people in Davos saying? Like, what are people in the skiing community there saying about this particular year? Is it unusual?
They just expect it now. It's not really, you know, anything different than they've seen in the last 6 or 8 years.
So what kinds of things are you guys seeing within the ski community that's happening to address this issue?
I don't think that the International Ski Federation as an organization has devoted any resources towards the climate change issue and how that's affecting the sport. Not that I've seen. You know, they've got their own set of problems right now, or problems that are maybe more immediate for the sport, like all of the doping issues that are coming into play.
It's a little sad because I think FIS uses kind of photos and stories from places that are able to pull off, you know, great weekends of races as like success stories without, you know, and having there be no snow. You know, they do a good job with spinning, saying like, look at how these communities are able to organize such good races without good conditions, and they definitely kind of tout that.